Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the hour that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my newcomers, and my new partners. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Boy, do we have a great, great ministry plan for you on today. So I want you to just sit back and relax and enjoy the unction of the Holy Spirit, because we're going to go into an assimilation, which means that we're going to go into an act. We're going to go into a moment, a move, where we will have 20 minutes or so just to praise and worship God. And part of this ministry that the Lord gave me was, the Lord spoke to me as I was meditating, this is preparing individuals for when we do see Jesus. And a lot of people think that we're prepared, but we're not. And so if we go ahead and get into the Spirit now, then it won't be anything new when we're able to see Jesus face to face. And Jesus is either going to say, well done, or depart from me. And so in this particular ministry, in this particular segment or show, whatever you would like to call it, we're going to have a praise and worship with Jesus, because it's very important that we give God the praise and the worship, and we also cleanse out our hearts and our minds. Then the second segment is going to move into the demonic spirits, how to rebuke those demonic spirits in a godly way. I want to serve notice to you that God spoke to me. He says, because you're propelled into your destiny and because you're moving, I told you there was going to be a huge movement. Because the perimeter is moving and shifting, people are becoming uncomfortable. So if you've ever felt the attack of the devil this week, that means that you're in the house. That means that God is doing something in your life. And so when you feel that shift, God says it's a way that we are supposed to project ourselves so that we can continue to be into the kingdom of God. And so God gives us tests along this journey, and thank God, praise God, that we have passed all of our tests. But we must make it very obvious on the ministry, because as you will understand and realize when we go into these two verses, that the enemy doesn't come and say, hey, I'm the enemy. The enemy just comes. They just barge in. But God says that we're covered. And so with that, we have to understand and recognize what God want us to do, because these are the same people God shows us each and every day. He said these are the same people who are in the perimeter. These are the same people who don't even know who God is. And these are the same people who say, woe is me, to God. And so we have to move these people into the area. Means that we have to continue to put on the breastplate of faith. We have to continue to pray for these people, and we have to continue to pray for ourselves, because we're not perfect either. But we must continue to have the characteristics of God each and every day. And guys and ladies, it's hard. It really is. But God says that he has reward, and the reward is greater than a sacrifice to sacrifice our own egos. And so I'm just excited and delighted, because that means that we're growing in grace. But let us go ahead and get started. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, did y'all hear what I said? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. We're talking about the Lord, y'all. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. to him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The morning star to rule by night, for his mercy. We're talking about the Lord, y'all. Endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add, multiply a blessing to those who are seekers and doers of his holy word. Now listen, we're getting ready to go into praise and worship. This is a very sincere part because you are trying to save your own soul through the body of Christ as well as to help others understand who God is. This is not a time to play. This is not a time to get tired. This is a time to worship God, 15 to 20 minutes. And so I submit unto each and every one of you, and there's 150 individuals on this line. And I don't know how many have just tuned in by computer, but it doesn't matter. What really matters is if we get the word of God out. Now, I want you to bring everything to God. I want you to bring issues to God. I want you to bring your problems to God. I want you to bring your cares to God, whatever is bothering you. For instance, my back is hurting me, but God is still good. And I'm going to bring every pain that I have to God. I'm going to bring these allergies to God. God has taken those allergies. I had to rebuke those allergies because those allergies thought they were here to stay. But they're not. I'm rebuking those things. I'm rebuking this back pain right now in the name of Jesus. Amen? And that's how we have to do those demons. Demonic spirits, before we get started, because I want you to understand this, because some of you are on the line and you're like, wow, I don't know if I could do this faith walk, because I have to tell this person a piece of my mind. No, you don't. You let God deal with demons. But God says in the meantime, we have to rebuke these demons before they arrive. How do you do that? Well, I'm glad you're on this ministry. Spirits. We don't entertain demonic spirits. We don't act the fool with the demonic spirits. We pray for demonic spirits. And I'm going to tell you, as soon as I get to that section, what God revealed to me about demonic spirits. And you're going to be very surprised. Amen? Amen. And listen. I want you to get into a comfortable place. Turn off the TV. You are with God. Think about this. You are with the most intimate person that you really love. You are with God at this moment. It's not about the internet. It's not about telephone calls right now. It's not about the TV, your favorite show. It's all about God. You have 20 minutes, and this is just an assimilation. You have more than 20 minutes to pray to God and all this, but on here, you have 20 minutes to tell God all about your troubles, and you have 20 minutes to praise God and worship Him for who He is. However you do that, that is your prerogative, right? So we're going to praise and worship God. And however you do that, but I want you to praise and worship God. I'm being very honest with you. I use my hands a lot because God shows me things when I use my hands and I stretch my hands out to God because I surrender all to God because that's where all of my help comes from. That's how my strength, that's how I receive strength. That's how I receive the ability to be able to deal with this world. And so, however, whether you're on your knees, you're on your face, whatever you do, in your bed, wherever, however you serve God, then that's your prerogative. All right? So we're going to put on Mr. Benny Hinn, and then we're going to play Mr. Dappy Keys. And when we finish, which will be about 20 minutes with both of those, 20, 25 minutes, when we finish, we're going to go into the Word of God because we're on our way to our destiny. But, you know, the devil always becomes upset. The devil always sent his workers out when God sent his workers out. And so God says, that's okay. He says, because he has the power to ward out any demonic spirit. He says, but don't you, I want to reiterate that, act a fool and get a demon in you. Because we know better. And when you know better, you do better. That's why we come and study the word. That's why we praise and worship and talk to God, because we know better. And when you know better, God expects more from us than the world. Amen? Amen. So here we go. We're going to listen to Brother Benny Hinn. Then we're going to go straight into Brother Dappy Keys. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, and the StellarGospelMedia.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
from him anything. promise you, you'll find him so real and so near. So precious. None like Jesus. I have discovered him all over again, I promise you. So tender. So very tender. Neither do I condemn these. Where are thine accusers? Who else but the Son of God would say that? Rightfully she was to be judged and stoned. Where are thine accusers? He said. Neither do I condemn thee. That's why we love him so much. That's why we adore him so deeply. I don't want to live another day displeasing to you. It's not worth it. Not another day of grieving you. Not another day. Lift your hands and surrender to him. There's such a marvelous anointing here. Just a marvelous anointing here. So precious is the Son of God. It's not about you tonight. Not about me. Not about any one of us. It's about the Master. It's about the Master.
Amen, amen, and amen. I want you to go ahead and I want you to turn in your Bibles, amen, to 1 Peter 5 and 8, and then preface James 4 and 7. But before we go into those two verses, I want you to go ahead and draw our parameter of the area, which is the middle, and the perimeter, which is outside. And I want you to go ahead and put area in the middle of that circle and perimeter on the outside. Remember that I told you a few weeks ago about area and perimeter. When we look at area, we're looking at the length and we're looking at things of that nature. But when we look at perimeter, we're looking at the outside. We're looking at the dimensions in order to see what it adds up to. That's in math. In the spiritual term, the area are those who have decided to follow Jesus. And the perimeter are those who are still wondering and waiting. I told you a few weeks ago, as I recall, that in this perimeter time, I told you that there was a shifting. I told you there was a movement. And in that movement, I told you that some people are going to begin to come into the area. And then I told you that God is going to continue to bless some of the individuals who are in the area because their destiny or their will was here. Since that time, we have gained some in the area and some in the perimeter, and we've lost some in the area and the perimeter. But what the message of God is saying today is don't get too comfortable in the area and don't be bound to the perimeter. Did you hear what I said? Don't get too comfortable in the area and don't be bound to the perimeter. Let's talk about that for a minute. When we look at the area, this is a place that God wants us to continue to walk. When we talk about being comfortable in the area, God says that he has elevated us. He's talking about the faithful saints who continuously do what the Lord has asked. He says he's elevated us to a higher place in ministry, a higher place in careers, a higher place in opportunities, more open doors. But just because God has given all of those things and added some things unto us, he says don't get comfortable. He says don't stay there. He says there are still people who need to hear the message and the word of God and people who need to see demonstrations of who God is through our actions. When we look at the perimeter, God says that many people are bound. There was a shaking, an earthquake, God says, a spiritual earthquake in the perimeter. And so what many of you may have felt was an attack of Satan, not only this past week, but in the weeks that I told you about, the last two or three weeks. And so if you have felt the attack of the Satan, we are on the right track. Because I want to serve notice that Satan is upset because God has sent out a message that he's getting ready to pour out some blessings where we won't have room enough to receive. So, of course, Satan is going to send his workers out. Mm-hmm. And those particular workers, their mission is to seek who they can destroy. And so God is bigger and stronger than any person or any body that Satan could actually send out. And so what I want to serve notice today is that God says that you continue to move about in the area, walking to your destiny. Pay no mind or no focus, God says, to anything that may be negated from the word of God or from what you have been taught. So speaking about teaching, I want to focus this on the area individuals, and I want to talk to the perimeter as well. When we look at, there are 3 points that God is going to give me for those who are in the area, and 2 points, God says, for those who are in the perimeter, before we even get to scripture. Wow. Those of you who are in the area, God says that you must continue. You must continue. Number two, God says model. And number three, God says watch. Okay? Those in the perimeter, God says beware. Then God says turn from your evil ways. And God put T-E-M-P. T. T. contempt. I want to touch on these as God is speaking before we even get into our message. Those who are in the area, God says that if you felt the attack of the enemy, he said, that's good. He says, because you're going to have to deal with a lot of demonic spirits on your journey that God has given unto us. He says, on your journey, God says, that's why we have the cleansing of our hearts every Monday. That's why we have the cleansing of our souls every Monday. That's why we utilize and we pray over our hands and we pray over our mouths and our souls and our hearts, because we want to continue to exemplify who God is, and we don't want to get out of character. Notice that any time anyone writes a play and someone is out of character, it just doesn't flow right. So God says, just as we are to remain in character, he says we are to continue to walk into the will of God. God says model. God says that many times, he says, just like when Jesus is showing the illustration, he says when he met Saul on that Damascus road, and Saul was just murmuring, he was just going off at the mouth. Some of us need to be quiet sometime, but anyway, Saul was going off at the mouth, and Jesus had to stop him. He said, why do you persecute the Christians, right? And so finally, Saul came to his senses, and he even wanted to change his name and change his whole identity, and because I guess he was so embarrassed. But the thing about it is, God knows how to stop demonic spirits, and he knows how to shut us up. And so God says that we are to model. And speaking of being quiet, God says that he never has a boisterous spirit. He says, you know that he did not send anyone who has a boisterous spirit or who has a demonic spirit. They are not sent from God. So automatically that will tell you, that will be a sign that that is from Satan. And he says he wants us to continue to overpower by modeling who God is at all times and all situations, God says, because we're on the right journey. And he says there are other people in the perimeter that needs to be saved. And in order to do that, we're going to have to hold up who we are, and we're going to have to stand firm on the word of God and stand firm on how God wants us to behave and act at all times. And then God says, watch. He says, any time that on this journey you encounter, and God is speaking, he says, you encounter a fool, God says that you do not entertain the fool. He said, you watch and say not a word and let God fight your battles. And God says that in that, right, he says, we are not to get out of character. That's very important, because many of us are close to the destiny. And you have to understand that because the perimeter is shaking and the earth is changing and God is shaking things up and he's moving people in the perimeter and they're becoming uncomfortable and they're trying to go out in the area, but they're not going in the right spirit, God says that that's going to happen. And so you're going to have people from every side, you know, especially if you're trying to walk in Christ. And some people say, you know what, I can't do this because I'm not going to tolerate this or that. But God says, whoa. He says, we must continue in the area and walk on our path because God has something in store. And we are to continue to be the models. So don't be, as I said before, don't be surprised. You know, don't be surprised at demonic spirits, because they're coming out. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you go and disturb a bee nest, right? And all the bees begin to fly out and they begin to attack, right? But God says that you're covered. He says that you just watch. And God showed me this past week. He says this is what Satan likes. He says, when my children act accordingly such as this, he showed me a good example. He says, when my children act like this, he says the devil is sitting back just laughing. Because we are supposed to be, and we're supposed to exemplify God. He says, when the devil allows demonic spirits to get into us and we act a fool, not only to embarrass ourselves, but to embarrass the spirit or the kingdom of God. He says this, the devil sits back and he just laughs. So we don't want to give the devil anything to laugh about. And God says that in this training that we have, and because we're icons and because people are steady watching us, he says we are to continue in the journey. We're to continue to model who God is. He says, and watch. So if you get attacked with words, right, God said, just watch. That's the same way the devil does. The devil releases out all these demonic spirits, all these people who's working for him, and he let them act the fool. They get in trouble. They do all these things, and all these things happen. And the devil's sitting back laughing at them, but he's the one that sent them out to act a fool. And so God says, you keep walking in your area. I'm telling you, because you're getting close, and God is blessing right now as we're speaking. He's blessing people right now. Thank you, Jesus. But he says, you're going to encounter some demonic spirits. God says, even a demonic spirit was in heaven. He had to put that demonic spirit out of heaven, right? So don't be surprised. I'm telling you, don't get into your feelings. Don't get irate and start talking back to a demon. Do not in what you're doing. God has you covered. You're always going to be safe because God's going to take care of that, right? So God says, continue, model, and watch. He didn't say anything about talking to a demon. God did not say anything about that. You don't see any of those things about entertaining or talking to a demon. You just look. You don't have to speak back to Satan. You pray. And God showed me this. God says that since the world is so chaotic and people just go off, God says since people or their spirits are allowed to do that, he says you're allowed to pray in those times. Did you know that? When being a fool, you are allowed to pray for that fool that God turns them around. And you are to give them into the hands of God. It's in the Bible. Amen? Amen. So you have to stop being so confrontational. And you have to stop entertaining everything that comes to you. Every battle that comes to you is not yours to fight. Every person that comes to you is not coming from God. Satan is sending some of these people. And I'm telling you right now, as I warned us a couple of weeks, I said the perimeter is shaking. People are getting shaken up. And they're coming in the area, but they're coming in the wrong spirit. So we have to help these people in the perimeter. So going to the perimeter, God says beware if you're in the perimeter. God says that just like his anger fell on Israel, his anger will fall on the people. Perimeter and disrupt and make it chaotic for those who are in the area. That his wrath will come up on the people. He says, and you will want life, but life will not come unto you. You will want peace, but peace will be hidden. And he says, beware, he says, provoke not. You are not to provoke those in the area. Likewise, those in the area are not to provoke those in the perimeter. But he says, beware if you continue to remain in the area and you're comfortable with it. If you continue to be foolish, if you continue to not discipline your mouth and your actions, God says, beware. And the only thing God left with that, he says, is his wrath will turn like it did on Israel. Number two, he says, turn away from evil and do not tempt now one of my anointed, neither do them no harm. He says, turn away from the evil aspect of what you are doing and do not tempt anyone. That is from the revelation of God. So it's best that we don't get too comfortable in either spot and that we keep striving to move if we're in the perimeter to the area, and in the area we continue to move toward the will of God. Okay? So to sum it all up, once again, if we're in the area, God says continue. Don't get comfortable being where you are. God has blessed you to open up a business. God has blessed you to do whatever. Don't get comfortable. Keep moving so you can help people. Then he says model. Continue to model who God is through your actions and your behaviors. He says, and you're going to encounter some demonic spirits. You're going to encounter Satan along the way just like he did. He says, just look. Just watch. He didn't say anything about entertaining Satan. Not a word. But then he talks about the perimeter. He says, beware. And turn from your wicked ways and do not tempt anyone because his wrath will come just as it did on Israel. God is a God of peace and he's a God of understanding. But we do not, by all means, by any means, we do not want to make God mad. We do not. That's why I say it's very important that we continue to cleanse our hearts out. Because this world, they don't know God, but God expects us to to be able to identify a demon and to be able to rebuke that demon. So if you have somebody, wherever you are, and they start going off for whatever reason, you have a right to pray for them, because they're showing you that they belong to the devil, and you're showing them that you belong to God. And that's our mission. Okay? All right. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. As I said before, a while ago on this perimeter, I want you to know that when the Bible says be sober, it's not only talking about being sober from strong drink or from any type of other substance. It's talking about being sober, meaning that the things that's in your body, those are things that is acceptable for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The devil is always busy 24/7, and so is God. But the devil has a way of, you notice that it says the devil walks about like a roaring lion. Anytime that God says one walks, one is moving to see what is going on. And so the devil is walking about. That's why it's very important to keep our minds stayed on Jesus and to keep our minds busy, because once we become idle, the devil approaches us, and he is able to utilize us, and he's able to make us look and act like a fool. When we talk about a roaring lion, Satan comes as big as he can because he knows God is bigger. You're never going to meet a demonic spirit and they talk in a low voice, but they're talking nonsense. You're going to always meet the devil or his workers, and they're going to be loud because they want you to know that Satan is present. When Jesus walks in, he's quiet, and everybody knows that he's there because of the way he carries himself. But Satan has to make a big scene, because nobody acknowledges Satan, because that's exactly who Satan is, Satan. And so you have to be busy. God says you have to be busy about his work. Why? Because Satan wants to destroy us. He wants to seek us out, and he wants us to act and look like a fool by any means necessary. So as a believer in God, as someone who loves God with all of our hearts, we must continue to remember that we are working for God. So what I want to tell you about this is, how do you deal, how do you continue to remain in character when Satan is running rapid? God says the first thing, he says, always have a soft answer. And your soft answer does not have to be a yay or nay. Your soft answer could just be to watch and look. And to yourself, you're thinking, my Lord, this is one of Satan's workers. And when we talk about watching, you're not watching in order to imitate. You are watching and not saying a word because you know not what to do. And what I mean by that is, you see how Satan's workers look. And if we are ministering and preaching the word of God, reaching out to the community, and doing the fool, that just don't add up. Right? So God is telling us, stop entertaining foolishness. Stop acknowledging foolishness. We must continue to be about the Father's business. If you know that Satan, why in the world would you even entertain it? Why in the world would you even have any dialogue or conversation? Satan comes in Satan is not coming in quietly, and Satan's not going to leave quietly. But when God begins to move and ward out demonic spirits, everybody gets quiet. So in that, you don't go off on somebody. You don't feed off of what Satan throws out, because you have a role to play, and that role to play is to be a godly person. That's why we get on the ministry. That's why we pray. That's why we have praise and worship. That's why we have our needs and wants. That's why we cleanse out our hearts, because we know that Satan is busy. And we can identify Satan a mile away, because Satan is pretty much going to be loud, because Satan wants to be seen. Satan has no cloud in heaven, no cloud on earth. So when Satan comes, Satan's not going to be silent. But when God starts moving, everybody is going to get quiet. I'm telling you. So be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Don't let anybody, including Satan, destroy your relationship with God, destroy your destiny, destroy what God has called you to do. You let Satan be Satan, and you keep working for God. Sometimes you just have to move on. Speaking of move on, let's move on to James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit. Thing you submit, for instance, you're sending an email. You click submit. You send it. Right? Submit to God. God, I'm submitted unto you. Whatever goes, whatever comes, I'm going to stand firm in your word. I'm going to remain in character. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to turn away from evil. Those are things we have to submit unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Don't entertain the devil, right? There's not too many people who will stand there and have a conversation just with themselves. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It didn't say nothing about telling somebody where they need to go. It didn't say anything about doing the fool with somebody when they act the fool. It didn't say anything about that. It says resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist. You don't have to entertain this foolishness that the world is putting out. You don't have to be subjected to foolishness. Right? But let's face it. Satan has workers everywhere, and so does God. And so you're not immune. We're not immune to foolishness. God expects us at every opportunity to act in accordance to his will, to continue to walk in God's will, to continue to be models of Christ, and to continue to watch. He didn't say anything about open our mouths. He didn't say anything about getting fly when somebody says something to you. He said watch. He says watch him work. And what people don't realize is that when we act like that toward people who's trying to emulate God, we're really talking to God. We're really using those words toward God. We're really doing that to God. Right? They have no idea. And then we wonder, why does good fortune pass us by? We wonder why things happen in our lives. God is not going to bless us if we talk to him any kind of way. God is not going to bless us if we can't control our mouths. And especially, God's not going to bless us if we can't be model citizens for our students, our communities, our peers, and we want to get mad at God. For what? Look how we talk to God. Look how we treat God. And so we have to be careful. And then, once again, God says, if you're in the perimeter, don't get comfortable. There's a lot of shaking up going on in the perimeter, I'm telling you. And people are coming back to church. People are getting back into the church because God says that he's going from house to house. And God says he's sending people out because people are understanding that they need God in order to survive. So we all need God in order to survive, in order to make it. There is no other way. God says he's making dead-end streets where people have to go to church. People have to get the word of God. And he says, beware if you're in the perimeter, and beware if you're messing with anyone anointed. He says, beware. That's a dangerous territory, y'all. And that goes for everybody. It's a very dangerous territory. Because when God start moving, that's it. And God moves in mysterious ways. We don't know how God comes. We don't know in what form God's going to come in. We don't even know sometimes who we entertaining. That's how foolish we are. We have no idea. We just run off at the mouth. That's why God says, watch and be quiet. He says, keep your mouth shut. When you see a fool, and my grandmother used to always tell us that too. She said, you leave that fool there. She said, don't you start acting a fool, because we didn't raise a fool. And so it's very important. And God says his wrath is going to come upon the people like the Israelites. Read about it. He says, because there are people who are trying to do the right thing. And Satan is going about seeking. But Satan's going to have to be cast out. And so don't take it upon yourself. I'm telling you as a believer in God, don't take it upon yourself to go off on somebody. Don't take it upon yourself to entertain or act a fool with somebody. Because that's what Satan's looking for. He's looking for people. He's signing people up who want to look silly and act silly. And a lot of people are signing up unknowingly. And it's our job, no matter what, I'm telling you. Because it's hard to get on the ministry and you just curse somebody out. It's hard to get on the ministry and you just told somebody where they can go. It's hard to somebody say, pray for me, to pray for somebody, and you just did the fool with somebody else who was acting a fool. Very important. And so I always take that into consideration, and that's why it's always important to pray before you leave home. You never know where the demonic spirits are, but we're going to rebuke. We're going to start rebuking on Mondays, too. Tomorrow, God's will, when I need some ones, we're going to start rebuking demonic spirits. We're not even going to put it on our paper. We're just going to rebuke them. Because Satan, I'm telling you, Satan got the word a couple of weeks ago that God is getting ready to do some big things in a whole bunch of people's lives. And so Satan is scared. He's upset. God has shaken up the perimeter and has made Satan mad. So there's a spiritual warfare going on. So it's not about you. Nobody's mad at you. This perimeter is getting shaken up and things are happening. People are short of things. And so their tempers are short. And so instead of them praying so that they can receive, they're retaliating and missing the whole mark, right? And so God said, don't be surprised in your congregations, because a lot of people are going to come back. Don't be surprised wherever you go if there's not a demonic spirit. Just look at them. God didn't say, open your mouth. He didn't say that. He didn't say, put your two cents in. He said, just look at them. God says, let him handle it. Some of these battles that we run to are not ours. Never was. It's all about God, because God is shaking up this perimeter. And people are coming left and right, and they're upset because they have to get out of their comfort zone because God is pushing people to the area. And so what God taught me was, he says, you know, we're in trouble. He says, we're going to have to step up our game, because there are people who are still in the perimeter and they're lost. There are people who are still dishonest. There are people who are still not understanding the concept of doing things decent and in order. There are people who are still speaking out of turn. There are people who don't know God even if he was to approach them. And so God says that our job is not to judge people. Our job is to continue to pray for people and try to be as good of a role model as we possibly can. That's our job. And God says, once you've done that, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. So once again, I'm going to say it again. When you encounter, which you will, because Satan has received the news that God is getting ready to do some great things. Once you get into wherever you are and you see Satan, because Satan's not going to come quietly. I'm going to tell you that right now. Satan's going to be loud, because Satan has no clout on earth. Satan's going to be loud, so you'll know exactly. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say a word. Let God deal with it. And when they come like that, you have a right to pray for them. And you have those demons. Because if people can come to different places and bring that demonic stuff, you have a right, whether you pray to yourself or whatever you do, you have a right to pray those or rebuke those demonic spirits. Period. Rebuke can mean walk away. It can mean just look and don't say a word. Because you're covered. And God says he promised that. And Satan, and I want to say this, Satan knows exactly what Satan is doing. Satan's not crazy. Satan's not going to go too far, but Satan will go far enough to get your attention. Satan is not crazy, and his workers are not crazy, right? And that's why don't fear him at all. You just look. And that's exactly what the devil does when he sent all these people out to act silly. He look at them, and he laughs. Period. And he really gets tickled when it's church people acting a fool. I'm telling you. So don't put yourself in that situation. We have a God to glorify. We have a mission to do. God is blessing. We don't have time for that foolishness. And once you get into the Word of God, and once you really put the Word of God in your heart, stuff won't even matter. It'll be just like Charlie Brown. Because you don't have to really entertain foolishness. You really don't. But you do have to be respectful. And you do have to continue to model who God is. But for the most part, you don't have to deal with that foolishness. Amen? Amen. So I want to tell you, if you felt like there was a demonic spirit, it was. God is confirming it. Yes, that was Satan's tactic. But it didn't work because it didn't get you riled up. And that's good. And that's how it should be. All right? All right, now listen. I want to play one more song because there are a lot of people listening and because I want God to know that we're available unto him. I told God a couple of weeks ago that I wanted to surrender everything I had unto him, my mind, my hands, and I wanted to be used by God. And God has given me this vision, and to be honest with you, I was kind of concerned because I was asking God, I said, where am I going to put all this stuff? I said, how am I going to be able to reach out to the community, and where am I going to put all this stuff? And God gave me the answer. And so you will hear some news about that, but I'm going to play this song, and it's Lord, I'm Available Unto You by Miss Melinda Watts. And she's going to be on the show sometime, either this year or next year, God's will. But I'm going to play this song, and I want you to think about your availability for God. Amen? Just think about, you know, how available you're going to be unto God. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. All right, listen. Now, you've heard about praise and worship, and you've heard about how to deal with demonic spirits. If you need any more clarification, go to Proverbs 26. And it's very important that we continue to exemplify who God is. God said we shouldn't be shaken when Satan comes near, because Satan has nothing on God's children. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you at this particular time, I want you to, if you don't know who God is, or if you're in the perimeter and you're trying to get to the area, I want you to just surrender unto God right now. And when you surrender unto God, God knows how to put you in the right direction. If you're in the area, don't get so comfortable and think you've arrived. Let us not get comfortable and think we've arrived, because each and every day we have to cleanse ourselves. We have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we do. So we haven't arrived either. But I commend each and every one of you for acknowledging God and not embarrassing God and listening to God. and for passing every test that has been placed before us. We have a very important mission, and our mission, especially if you're on the I Freely Love Show, StellarGospelMusic.com show, is to continue to reach out to people and save souls. Our mission is to give unto the community as well as provide knowledge unto the community and allow people to shine on this ministry through the gifts that God has given. So I want us to continue to remember the focus, and I want us to not be shaken or wavered because Satan. To sum it up, like I said, Satan knows that God is doing some great things in our lives individually. And so, of course, the perimeter is shaking, and people are going to be coming from the east, the west, the north, and south, pastors in particular. You're going to have an influx of people, and you really are. I said this about a couple of months ago, but it's already been shaken. It's here. It's arrived, right? There are going to be a lot of demonic spirits. This is our opportunity to show who we really are to God because we do everything to please God anyway. All right? All right, listen, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or you can go to freetoloveshow.com or stellagospelmusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. That particular website, freetoloveshow.com and stellagospelmusic.com, is under construction at this particular time, but you can still have access to the radio station, right? Okay. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please be sure to Facebook Afreda Love at AlFredaLove or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonyalove@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I have to actually highlight this particular gospel artist from Atlanta, Georgia, on the particular website today and on the page today. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for your family members and all of your friends. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one and call out what they need. Afreda Love, healing for this back pain and neck pain. Amen. Amen. I declare it in the name of Jesus. That's an example. Amen. Then don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Pray for those whom you've encountered, who you know they may not know God just because of their actions. And then pray for your own soul as well. Amen. Amen. If we pray for each other, I think this world will be a better place. I know it will be. In addition to that, make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly. We have a lot of activities coming up, this particular month and next month. But listen, hold up, wait a minute. I want you to mark your calendars. Listen closely. Put your ears close to the phone, close to the computer. On December the 3rd, God's will, at the Bellmead Civic Center, and I have to get this in the paper as well, and I'm getting my flyers out. December the 3rd and the 10th, there will be a huge store with different things that you can buy for your family for cheap prices, 80% off brand new items. I'm hosting this particular store. 80% off two Saturdays only. Please be sure to stop by the Bellmead Civic Center. It will be like from 1 o'clock to 6 p.m. The 3rd and I believe the 10th. The 3rd and the 10th. Be sure to stop by 1 o'clock to 6 p.m. Be sure to stop by. You don't want to miss it. There are gifts for grandparents, mothers, fathers, kids. If kids want to buy their parents something, there are plenty of gifts. I'm going to have pictures, but I'm really going to be promoting this week because I'm off, praise God, and I'm able to really, really, really promote, and it's going to also run in the paper. So everybody's welcome. You don't have to live in Bellmead. Matter of fact, I want the whole city just to come out, see what we have, support. We're going to give some of the proceeds to St. Jude's Hospital. Also, be sure to look out for our nonprofit organization. I'm going to tell you the details about that. But one component that I really want to reiterate for this nonprofit is that we're going to have a food pantry. It's going to look different from most food pantries, and I'm not going to tell you that right now because God didn't authorize me to say anything right now about that. But it's going to look different, and it's going to be a different look and a different audience. So that's coming into play. Also, make sure that you check out the websites as I am continuing to update these websites and changing some things around. Go to AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, and be sure to support that. Hey, gospel artists, R&B artists, anyone with a positive message, authors, writers, actors, actresses, be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We have several events coming up. We have the Stellars, and we have the NBA Choir Festival, which is in Houston, Texas. The Stellars is in Las Vegas, and we have other events coming up. So please be sure to check those events out. We have Sister Vicky Winans, who is coming to Bryan College Station, one of my alma maters. Be sure to check her out. But God is doing some great things in this media and entertainment and education. I thank God for everything. God is getting ready to elevate. And so I want to make sure that I'm doing what the Lord has asked me to do. I want to make sure that I'm acting in accordance to how God has commanded me to do. And I want to make sure that I continue to be a role model for each and every person. And I want to make sure that even if we do encounter demonic spirits or have, that I continue to show people that I love God. Because I'm not going to compromise anything that God is going to give or has given for Satan. I refuse to do it. And so I want you to have that same attitude, and I want you to commit to God that you will continue to walk in his will, continue to model, and continue to watch unto God soon, if not today. Commit soon, because God has some great things in store. And we're not going to let a devil in hell steal our joy, our peace, nor the prosperity that God is going to give. Amen? Amen. So be sure to check out AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, Afrida.hubpages.com. Be sure to email me, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Listen, come back on tomorrow, gospel, where we're going to have our needs and wants. I'm also going to take you through a simulation of how to rebuke demons, demonic spirits. Someone asked me on yesterday, can you anoint me? I said, I can't anoint anyone. Only God can. Amen. So when God gives you that anointing, then utilize it. Don't abuse it. Amen. Amen. And on tomorrow, God's will, we're going to go over our websites and things like that. But once again, mark your calendars. Mark your calendars. Everybody's welcome. Mark your calendars. It's a free entrance to get in. Free entry to get in. But there are some very cheap prices for some great items. So be sure to come December 3rd and December 10th at the Bellmead Civic Center. Okay? It's close to the Bellmead Civic Center is close to the high school. Matter of fact, it's right behind La Vega High School. So be sure to come. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's invited. Very cheap prices for some great items. And I'm going to showcase those items and tell you a little bit about those items tomorrow, Gus. We'll plus have pictures, okay? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.